Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day of experiencing you, hearing from you, walking together with you in the kingdom reality. Thank you for the gospel, good news of our salvation in Jesus, with Jesus, being transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus, our true destiny into the purpose and plans that you have got for us, relevant to bringing about your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 and 2. Now, brothers and sisters, let me remind you once again of the good news of salvation which I preached to you, which you welcomed and accepted, and on which you stand by faith. By this faith you are saved, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed and set apart for his purpose, if you hold firmly to the word which I preach to you, unless you believed in vain, just superficially and without complete commitment.
Hallelujah. It's a complete commitment that is needed. You know, the Lord has done everything. He gave us this beautiful world. He gave us life, and he gave us life because that life is relevant to the wonderful love and plan that he has for us. And through the fall, he had to deal with the problem that came in, the lies that came in, the deception that came in. And that's why Jesus came, and he's dealt with it. And thank you, Lord. We are now married to the Lord, one with him in spirit. And in that, Galatians 2:20, we have therefore died to sin, died to the deception of the evil one. And now we live by faith. And faith is that which comes through the Son, who has loved us and given himself for us, united, embraced us. We are co-heirs together with him of God. And I can't think of a better chapter than Hebrews chapter 12. And now we look to Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. We stay in tune day by day, because our days were written while there were yet none of them. And so we walk with the Lord every day. Every day we're developing. And within working with the Lord, we are developing on schedule. And the grace, the goodness of God, the sufficiency, my grace is your sufficiency, the word of God says. And so we develop. We are obedient children. Amen. Not disobedient, caught up in the flesh. We're caught up in the spiritual, in the spirit, and therefore we are spiritual. We are being strengthened from baby to young man into spiritual sons of God, led by the Spirit. And the creation is waiting for that. That's a reality. And then further on it goes so beautifully from verse 22. We have come to, not waiting for it, you have come to the kingdom of God. And then the kingdom of God, the beautiful other words and descriptions for the kingdom of God, is a city of God, the new Jerusalem. It's not the old Jerusalem that just mainly included the Jews. It's now Jew and Gentile united in Christ Jesus. What's the other one? The mountain. Amen. We've come to Mount Zion. So that's the kingdom. And we come to the angels. They're rejoicing when we came in, and in rejoicing in us running the race now, because it opens doors for them to protect, overcome the evil. And yeah, so we're together with the angels. And then the beautiful thing as well is we are a part of the ecclesia, the church, the called out ones, the prophets and apostles, and it's all the spirits of just men made perfect. And then we have also come into that. We are part of that family. This is a great crowd of witnesses that motivates us daily as we fellowship in the word and we hear truth from the Lord. And then most of all, you come to Jesus, you marry to Jesus, and you are now one with Jesus in the Father. And there we also see in this chapter, and that this kingdom, this reality that we now have, is shaking everything else. And the main thing is just staying in tune. Amen. It's a daily love walk. I died with Christ. It's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives. And the life I live by the faith of the Son of God, who has loved me and he gives himself to me every day, every hour, every minute. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.